Welcome to Taste the Word with Fanny Meyburg. Let us get a taste of God's Word. Good morning once again on this Friday morning. I want to speak to you this morning about kitchen table. So many stories have been told around the kitchen table. So many cultures and so many traditions are fixed around kitchen table. You know what? Jesus' own brothers did not believe in him. And they, as if they were interested in the successes of Jesus' ministry, gave Jesus advice on how to be seen or to become famous. And they said to Jesus, John chapter 7, verse 3 to 5. So his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples can see your works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret while he is seeking public recognition. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. So verse 6 says, Jesus told them, "My time has not yet arrived, but your time is always at hand." You know, to be successful in this world, you need to be seen. If people don't see you or your business, if there is no advertising or exposure, you and your business will certainly fail. Because the success of any enterprise is determined by its exposure. Many years ago, I worked for a pharmaceutical company, and one of their biggest expenses was in the field of exposure, so that their product can be seen. A lot of money was invested in advertising, in exposure. And that was Jesus' brother's idea for his ministry. Exposure for public recognition. But public recognition was not Jesus' focus. That is why Jesus once said that we must not be like the Pharisees who seek public recognition. Jesus had a different approach in kingdom work. The kingdom of God works on different principles and with different strategies. God's kingdom is not a worldly enterprise. It's not a business. And your church is not a business. I understand there is certain governmental rules you have to stick to, but the church is a spiritual enterprise. A worldly enterprise focuses on money, numbers of clients, competitiveness, and even to change their product to suit the public better. Can you hear the difference? Yes, the gospel of Jesus Christ needs to get to the public, but not with the same strategy as a worldly enterprise. Jesus did not focus on money or crowds. He was not in competition with the Jewish law abiders or the false religions of his age or even the Roman government. And Jesus never changed the product. God's love as portrayed in the gospel through Jesus Christ. That was the product and it was never changed. So how did Christianity grow to become the biggest religion in the world? It was not money. It was not through crowds. It was not through competition. It was not in changing the product, if you can understand what I'm trying to say. But it was through the lips of ordinary people like you and me. It was through the lips of mothers, fathers. It was around kitchen tables. It was through engineers, teachers, plumbers, farmers. It was through fishermen who believe in their product, Jesus Christ. Their product, Jesus, the gospel, was and is one of a kind for the salvation and freedom of mankind from the sins that clouded the souls of mankind. No one could ever better this product because Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and alive. No one comes to the Father except through me." There's no other sacrifice. There's no other solution for sin but Jesus Christ. That is the product, if you can understand, is Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, nothing changed. Yes, we have churches, cell group studies, but let God's kingdom expand as always through your lips. Start and keep it around your kitchen table with your wife, husband, and your children. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, take my hand, take my feet, touch my heart, and Lord, speak through me. And if you can use anything, Lord, Lord, use me, as the song says. Use me, Lord. Use us, Lord, to further your heavenly kingdom on earth, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.